email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, as we desperately try to return to some sort of normality, good news for fans of soaps, because Fair City returns next week. Yay!
Yay!
Yes. To tell us all about social distance drama, we have Brian Murray and Una Crawford O'Brien, Bob and Renee from Fair City. Good afternoon, welcome in.
Thank you very much.
Nice to be here. Yeah.
And Una, you come bearing a gift.
That's what I was doing some of the time during my lockdown, making masks.
Right.
So, yeah.
We have more masks in our house than the Lone Ranger. Do you know what I mean?
To sell or to give to friends
no,
and family?
To do my bit for keeping people safe. So I've just given
stuff,
them away.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
How long have you been back filming, Brian?
This is our fourth week.
Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah, 4 weeks. Yeah. I'm delighted to be back.
Yes, and it's going to be on three times a week.
Yeah, three times a week. Smaller costs because of the nature of how many people you can have in the studio. Social distancing has been very, very much adhered to with cameramen. And I have to say, and you don't hear me say this very often, but the whole vibe in the studio, they've done a fantastic job because we all feel really safe. And the
great
props lads and getting Bob's mobile phone and they clean it all for you. It's all been so well organised. Yeah. It's been fantastic.
And you're a godsend, right? Because, no, I read this piece in The Guardian about 2 months ago about an American daytime soap, right?
Right.
And to get back to filming, what they had to do was, right, they're scene. And then when it came to any sort of intimacy, right, they put in the actor's real-life partner.
Oh,
instead
good
of their...
Oh, I heard that.
Instead of the actors playing up to them.
Yes.
And you shoot the back of their head or something.
Sort of
yeah,
double.
I've been asking if they do that in RTE, but they refuse because of me and Una.
He stuck with me, unfortunately.
So all the intimacy that we'll see in Fair City is down to you two.
Yeah, it's only yours.
We're the intimacy in Fair City.
You're a real life pair.
And who wants to see that?
Charge enough of that, don't we?
Just because I've been reading loads of this stuff. I don't know why. The latest thing I read about a BBC drama is that they've developed this flexible perspex, right?
Oh, yeah.
That they put in between couples when they're kissing.
No.
It's in the culture section of the Sunday Times. And then they, in post-production, they take out the other able to erase the piece of perspex. So
Jesus,
there you go.
Gosh,
so
we had a kiss last week.
Yeah, we did.
Which was real. A real kiss.
I forgot that, darling.
And what about Fair City? No.
Oh, yeah.
So can I ask you that question? You brought it up now, the kissing.
Yeah.
Is the kissing on set different than the kissing at home?
Oh. Yeah. No, we don't talk about that.
Well, how long do you have? Well, you have to. Our job is to make it look real, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm well used to it anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry.
And was there a cheer? Did the crew cheer or anything like that? I don't know if you're like me. But when I'm watching stuff from that was shot pre-lockdown, you say, "Go away from each other. Don't be touching each other."
Yeah.
It's true, actually.
Oh no, it's because we're living in this strange twilight zone period in life now, and we never thought that we were going to be here. And it is, it's, I mean, the weather forecast really, or the weather kind of really reflects the mood, I think,
at the moment,
there's a kind of an internal kind of emotional thing going on.
Storm going on, yeah.
And the interesting thing, Ray, just for a second, you're beginning to hear now people who are not in our profession talking about how much they miss work and all the rest of it. And I think people are now beginning to really realise, and the penny's dropping in lots of areas, how much work actually means to us as individuals. Going to work and being in work. And my daughter telling me that she's fed up working from home and friends that they want to be back in the office again and all that. So it's a strange time, but it too will pass.
It's a huge part, though. And not that all of us are identified by what we do, but it is a huge part of who we are.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, particularly actors, and I'm not just saying that, but because we don't work 52 weeks in the year. You're lucky if you work 40 weeks in the year.
30
weeks in the year. But so we're in and out of it all the time. You know what I mean? But otherwise, outside of our business, people who go to an office or go to a place, you know, most weeks in the year, it's a major change.
There's a fatigue setting in.
Yeah.
And Una, how was lockdown for you?
It wasn't bad at all, actually. Yeah. I have to admit, we, you know, I started off doing all the things that I think everybody did and cleaned the house from top to bottom and, you know, the usual things and painted everything that didn't move. And then we went into cooking. We went into a cooking mood and we would try something new every day. And I did things like I made jam for the first time and I planted potatoes, which we're actually having this evening
for the first time, folks.
So they're new potatoes then. Love new potatoes.
New potatoes out of the ground.
You want to see our garden?
There's nearly a medley taste from them. You know, what we used to do was you cut a bit off, then you put a bit of butter on top of that, and then a bit of salt on top of that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And a little bit of skin around it. Oh, it's always nice with a new potato. It's a light
I'm drooling now. So that's a big day. The first time to eat your own potatoes.
Yes,
We had our own tomatoes during last week.
We did. So, like, we actually manage very well. And we have a dog that I bought Brian for his birthday last year. So he had the choosing of the name.
And of course, that was a significant birthday, Brian.
It was.
And significant became more significant because of lockdown. Because
absolutely,
you were a cocooner.
A cocooner. Oh yeah. Yes, a 70 now. 71 now. Absolutely. 71.
And did you obey the rules or did you?
I do.
To bend them a bit.
Yeah, I do.
No, you didn't really.
Did I not?
At the beginning, did I not, Sissy? You did at the beginning.
Yes.
And then I think for his mental health, nearly, he had to get out and go walking.
Yeah. My mother got out and went. She's 84. She had to go. Go walking.
I mean, when you're healthy and we couldn't stay in all the time. So we took Bob, our dog, out and we'd go walking. And you were happy with that. Once you could do that, weren't, because we weren't mixing with people as such. No. And but I think people's mental health as well was very important during all this.
Yes, yeah.
And thank goodness for Netflix and RTE television.
Though we didn't watch much television.
Well, we did for amounts.
You might have watched more than I while I was in the garden.
Was that you?
I'll just sit back here, turn off my microphone, you have a chat. I'll have to see who's wrong, that's okay.
I don't think so, darling.
So it's great back on the telly. And will people notice the difference? They will. Is there a very obvious difference in it? Are scenes longer, for example? Less people in scenes?
There's less people.
Less extras?
There's less cast. And we have very few extras.
Right.
Like very, very few extras.
Yeah.
And are they slightly shorter episodes? I think they might be.
They might be, And some of the characters that we talk about, some of the characters have already had the COVID-19.
Oh, I see.
So there's
a lot of references to that.
There's again a kind of a lot of reality reflecting the society now.
Will you be a sort of a cocooner? You would be your age.
Bob is Brian Murray's age.
No, because that's not given. No, because we were just talking about Karate Kid at the start. Did you know that he was 22?
No.
Yeah. When he shot Karate Kid.
Gosh.
The kid was 22. Yeah.
Jeepers.
God.
Yeah, because he's back on now in a new iteration of it on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Cobra Kai, it's called. What did you watch when you were watching Netflix?
You know what I've got to say. Did you see Afterlife?
Yes.
With Ricky Gervais?
Yes.
I was never a great Ricky Gervais fan in the comedy stuff, but that series is one of, I think, the best series I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it was kind of, I thought, bang on the nail. It was terrific. That's the Shining. That's the Shining one for
you.
Yeah.
And you didn't watch any of that tense stuff like Succession or anything with Brian Cox or any of that stuff?
No, we didn't.
It's sort of Busman's Hollow in a way. When you were watching it as an actor, do you pick holes in other people's performances?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes. And he does it more than I do. If I'm bad, he's terrible.
Where did he get that part?
And probably at the back of his mind, he's going, I should have played that part.
How did he get that part?
I wouldn't have said it like that. do you know what I noticed the other day? It's a question about acting. And it was one of those American kids' sitcoms. I think your man Schneider is the name. He produces them all. But I mean, there's loads of them. But I was watching the other day and one of the young actors had her hand on a kitchen counter. And I was transfixed by the hand because right. it was doing all the various cuts and the hand remained.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
So that, is that part of acting training? Because you learn the lines and all that sort of thing, but the positioning of the body is obviously a hugely important thing for continuity.
Continuity is most important.
Yes.
And can be a difficult thing to kind of get 100% right. But after a while, you kind of, you know, I was sitting this way.
Yes.
In the wide shot and in the close-up, I can't be sitting that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in a way, that's somebody else's job.
Oh, is it? It's not your job. You don't have to think
about
that.
No. Well, I mean, as much as we can, we do.
Yeah.
But there's somebody else watching saying, no, in the last...
I think you had your cigarette in your hand that way.
Yes, you had your hand on the kitchen counter. Yeah. Or you, yes.
Yeah.
Right. How many did you produce? How many masks did you produce?
A couple of hundred.
Did you?
Yeah.
I never realised I had so many friends and family.
They got refined as we went along.
That'll suit my colouring.
Well, you see, I was thinking about it, and I was.
Especially for you, Ray.
Yes,
and every time I get new material, he says, can I have one of those? He hasn't seen that one yet, so he'd probably, when we go home.
On a serious issue before we go, what about money during the lockdown?
Gosh, yeah.
Did you have to go on one of those, on the COVID?
I did.
Did you?
I did. And I was lucky in a way that I got a lady in the social welfare who was sympathetic towards me because I think some of the cast weren't able to get it.
Right.
And because we mightn't have been in at that moment in time working, but we were rehearsing a play. We were doing Halcyon Days that we were going to tour. And I think I just got a sympathetic lady I did get it. But Brian couldn't get it because...
I couldn't. I applied for the pandemic and I was told that because I was over 66, I couldn't get it.
Oh, because you're on a pension.
Because you're regarded as being lumped in with everybody else. But Equity is onto it now and looking at the negotiations of it. Because A, most actors on the planet don't work 52 weeks in the year. Yes. So they mightn't be getting the full pension because they haven't worked enough.
Yes.
And so they're looking into that at the moment. And anyway, older actors are needed in drama.
Of course they're. Of course they're. Love that pair. Welcome back, says that person. Okay.
Sixth of
September, Fair City returns to our screens. That's it. Brian and Una, thank you so much for coming in. And thanks for the mask, Una.
You're welcome.
Mary Wilson's on the way. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.